All right, also out here, not an official part of our traveling party, but I did notice this guy. In fact, if and you want to wander over here? Hey, Clarence, you want to come over here for just a second? Yeah, this is Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man from our building back home, somehow has found his way out to California. We've never seen you at training camp. What are you doing out here? Hey, Clarence.
It's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man from your building.
Yeah, yeah, we know who you
we
are.
Just said that.
What are y'all doing out here? Y'all out here for the Cowboys or the Rangers?
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Or the Mavericks?
No. You stuck?
No. Clarence. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What?
What are you out here for?
Oh, I'm out here. Mr. Jones hired me to be in charge of the Cowboys maintenance.
The what?
Cowboys maintenance.
Maintenance.
Cowboys yeah,
maintenance.
Cowboys maintenance. You know, they got a lot of technical equipments and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you know about
so
this
I
stuff?
Keep, well, I know mechanics, Joe, and yeah. I know how to keep things running right. And I have to keep these jugs machines working, you know, calibrated and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, get in there with Phillips head and kind of
get
it going.
Get right.
Yeah, a little crescent wrench action. And, you know, I have to keep that sequence cylinder on the secondary armature on an oblique axis and keep everything nice and plumb.
Yeah, stuff that we don't even understand.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was had a mishap with I was working on it the other day, and I didn't realize it was loaded, and I tripped a trigger mechanism somehow and hit Darren McFadden in the leg about 100 miles an hour. Had Uh-oh. It turned up full blast.
Oh, that's what happened to his
yeah,
hamstring.
I felt horrible, but not as bad as him. He came went limping off yeah. afterwards.
I think you put him out for a couple of weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, these fellas got to know not to stand in front of a jugs machine when I'm working on it.
Well, maybe you should have put up a warning sign, a construction sign or something.
Well, I tried to do that, but it fell over, blew over in the wind. I didn't have exactly a construction sign. I just had a careful children at play sign. I just put that out there. But and I'm also supposed to keep an eye on Greg Hardy.
Oh, really?
Huh.
You know, with my military training and everything.
You mean like defending him or?
No, keep him out of trouble. You know, one of my main jobs is to quickly clear off any futons he wants to throw a woman on.
Oh, geez.
That way
man.
She doesn't land on anything sharp.
You're right. Oh, right.
So I have to move quickly, keep all that weaponry off the bed. Mm-hmm. You know, when I see him fling any feminine form futon way, I have to scramble and get all the bazookas and AKs and GATs off of it.
All right, well, that's I guess that's good.
An unusual job.
And, of course, I got to keep Daz about 30 yards away from his mama at all times.
All right.
Or he'll go after her.
That was one. No, he won't. That was one unfortunate incident.
The other day, he punched me in the throat when I tried to block him from throwing a blender at her.
Golly. He went after you, too, huh?
Now, in fairness to Dez, she was talking trash to him, kept calling him a punk, said he's full of himself now that he got his money, and she told him to pull up his pants and said no matter how rich he is, she can still beat his ass. They was going back and forth and everything, but I busted them up pretty good. Had to pepper spray them both. But,
Oh, man. We've talked a lot about pepper spray.
I say it's pepper spray. It's really bear spray. You know, out here in California, you got to carry it with you at all times.
I don't know about right around Oxnard. Okay, well, maybe you do.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many bears around here.
God.
You all right?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good.
And, of course, I'm in charge of Jerry's hip.
His hip?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to take a 9mm socket wrench to Jerry's hip every hour and ratchet down a quarter turn to keep it tight. Doctor's orders.
Okay.
Doctor's orders.
Interesting. That's an important job.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the doctor was one who hired me to fashion the hip. I had to craft it out of some old angle iron and some packed epoxied sawdust. Got to make it, you know, form it up real nice. And Roosevelt and I put it in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was tough doing, too, you know. It was getting in there real tight-like, didn't have enough light, you know.
Yeah.
And but had to hit Jerry over the head about 20 times when he'd start coming to. And, you know, I'd tell Roosevelt, hand me that skill saw, and that bashed Jerry over the head.
Oh, my gosh.
Knock him out again, but I think it's going to work out for him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he ought to be able to run, by my estimation, about 40 miles an hour now. I made it bionic.
Interesting.
Oh, it's a bionic.
Yeah, yeah, it's bionic. Bionic. We're on lithium-ion batteries.
Well, you've probably had a couple of hip replacements over the years.
Oh, I've
you?
Had over 12 hip replacements.
Over 12?
Yeah, over 12.
So it could be 13
yeah,
or 20?
The medical community stops counting after 12.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Over. Yeah, that's the way it works and everything. Yep. Yeah, I've had my hip replaced, my knee replaced, my face replaced.
Face?
I've had about 12 sets of balls, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had those nudicles put in. You know, they usually put them in dogs.
Right.
But I went in there and I said, hey, if you're going to put them in dogs, might as well put them in humans, too. Give me the Great Dane model.
Might as well.
So now my balls hang low and they swing to and fro. And,
Oh, good.
But if you guys need me to do anything, just let me know. You can see I keep my tool belt
yeah,
on
look
me at all
times. Yeah, look at his tool belt right there.
At all
sure
times,
enough.
You know, I can yeah. measure things up. I can plumb bob something for you.
Okay.
Snap a chalk line.
I think we're good right now.
Yeah,
but
I think
yeah,
we're good.
All right?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
All right, well, I got to get out of here. I got to go set up Jerry's wet bar. He bought a new one from IKEA. And, I got to put that thing together, and I tell you what. Just reaffirms how much I hate them damn cam bolts. So you got to take care. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
There's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man, who made the trip out here to California working with the Cowboys.